As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot of you who are listening to this and have been listening to the show for a while are in college, and you are a college student or you're a young adult college age. And this is can be a really exciting time for you, but also a really anxious time for you, because there's a lot of adulting that's going on, and you're kind of caught between when you were a kid, a teenager, a high school student, middle school student. Even in grade school, may not have been really a great life. Maybe your family is not a great family. And now you're in college, and now it's like you're faced with, gosh, now I have to live like an adult, act like an adult, behave like an adult. Well, this episode is for you. And for those of you who are parents of young adults, this is for you as well, because we're going to be talking about a particular counseling therapy modality called dialectical behavioral therapy. And if some of you who are a therapist and of young adults as well, this is for you. I want you to pay particular attention. So the title of this episode is How Dialectical Behavioral Therapy Helps College Students, with Adam Shackler and Jonathan Booksbyou. Coming right up. Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I am a licensed therapist, and I'm the host of the Mental Health Today Show. So glad that you're here. And like I said earlier, I'm going to be talking to two individuals that are founders of Campus DBT, and they are both licensed clinical social workers. So Adam and Jonathan, they work with and help college students, and they work with DBT-based skills who are needed to do on their own personal journey through development of balanced living, mindfulness, and healthy relationships. And this is a really great opportunity for a lot of you who are struggling with some mental health issues or some emotional issues or even relational issues. And so, Adam and Jonathan, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thanks for having us, John.
Well, you're very welcome. And let's see, that was Adam. So Jonathan, welcome.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. Yes. So let's start with the two of you obviously are working closely together because you're both founders of Campus DBT. Tell us a little bit, how did you two meet?
Well, Actually, Jonathan and I are not only founders of Campus TBT, but we're neighbors.
Okay.
How long were we living? I don't know. I've been living in my house for about 15 years. Jonathan, you've been there how long?
I don't know.
Before a long COVID. Time.
A long time.
Okay, not before COVID. Years. Like 10 years before COVID. So we actually didn't talk much. We kind of looked at each other. I don't know if we liked each other all that much. And then they had this block pizza party. And my wife decided to host it. I wasn't too happy about it. And Jonathan and his family were the only ones who kind of showed up. And we got to talking.
And I wasn't too happy either.
I wasn't too happy either. We got to talking. I was actually in school in social work school at the time. And Jonathan was becoming a supervisor at a local clinic. And he's like, come be supervised, but come be my supervisee. And I was like, I don't like you so much. But I did it. And we became, I don't know, fast friends, then best friends. And then ultimately, I don't know, 7 or 8 years later, here we are.
So, all right. So sometimes first impressions, it doesn't always make the greatest thing, because both of you said you didn't want to be there. And yet here you are, you're getting to know each other, neighbors, and you're being forced by your wives to get to know each other. And now, years later, the two of you are founders of a mental health tech company called Campus DBT. What made you decide college students or college age students and young adults?
So Adam and I were working in an outpatient facility, and we both left at the same time. I went to work for an IOP in the city for adolescents and young adults for substance abuse. And Adam went to work for a DBT, I guess, private practice, like a group therapy practice?
Yeah, group practice.
And we were like, we still kept in touch because we were neighbors now, and we were still talking all the time. And we were noticing, or like I was noticing, is that To get our clients into a DBT treatment, it took too long. There was always a wait list. It was always on the clinic, what the clinic was offering, and not realizing the struggles that young adults might have. Like they have college, they have other things going on, or they're working, and it's hard to be in a DBT program. And it was just not meeting their needs. And I know Adam has a story like that as well that he would want to share.
Yeah. So again, simultaneously, like Jonathan mentioned, I was working for a group practice. Additionally, I'm also in school for a PhD in social work. And I was taking this course about program implementation and evaluation, which is kind of one of those courses as a social worker, as a clinical social worker, at least, that you really just have to check the box and take. Because I didn't really think that it would speak too much to my work. But ultimately, I had to write a paper for this course about a program. And I wrote a paper about a virtual DBT program. And it was a few weeks later, Jonathan and I were talking, and it kind of clicked. Like, hey, we're really struggling to place these kids in programs. And the programs that exist for them don't necessarily cater to college students. It's no fault of their own, right? But let's say, for instance, right now, we don't have any groups running because it's winter break. At the practices that we both worked at before, people go away for vacation and they would be missing group. They'd be missing treatment. So we sort of came up with this idea to really make DBT accessible for college students, both by creating a virtual program and a program that's timed in accordance with the college semester schedule. Of course, you don't have to be in college to come, and we serve all young adults as well. But it kind of works for that main base of college students.
I think there was another factor that we have to highlight, is that telemedicine was always an unknown. It was always in person. And whoever did telehealth therapy before COVID, there was a little bit, it was left with like other therapists being a little bit judgy. So at least for myself, I used to judge other therapists who did telehealth. And then COVID happened. And then we had no choice but to practice in a Zoom FaceTime world. And what we were noticing was that the adolescents and the young adults adapted in a way that it was just as effective. I remember before Omicron happened, when we started going back into the clinic, I was the clinical director, is that the adolescents were able to be more present, to be able to, and even the young adults as well, to share more via Zoom than they were in person. So I think that we realized that another way to reach this population, the young adult college students, is via telehealth. It matches their needs in real time, and coupled with all that together led to the idea of Campus DBT being specifically a virtual program.
Well, I think that's excellent. And that's a great story of how you pivoted based on what was happening in our world with COVID and all the sickness and the campus shutdowns. And you pivoted that and you saw the need and you were looking at what's not being done. And you both decided, hey, we could do this. But one of the things, a lot of people who are listening to this are probably wondering, what exactly is dialectical behavioral therapy? What does that look like? And what are some of the struggles of college students that might benefit from DBT? What do you think, John? Jonathan, I'll pass it off to you.
So dialectical behavioral therapy is a predominantly a cognitive-based therapy that structures. All right, can I do a pass that to Adam first?
Yeah, it says, hey, Hank, just one second. So, Ian, we're going to take this spot out. And Adam, yes, you can take over, but just pause and then start right into it.
Okay, so DBT, well, I'll give an overview of what DBT is, and then we'll shift to how it can help college students in particular. DBT consists of four modules. There's DBT skills, and then there's also individual treatment. So the skills are taught in the group, and those consist of four modules. There's mindfulness, which for DBT purposes is really being in the present moment. There's distress tolerance skills, which includes skills for, let's say, if you're on a scale from 1 to 10 of emotionality, 1 being low feeling and 10 being super extreme emotionality. Distress tolerance skills, the crisis survival skills, deal with, let's call it an 8, 9, 10. So how to just kind of lower that high level emotionality really quickly. Those are also paired with reality acceptance skills to help accept difficult situations. Then there's emotion regulation skills. So if we go back to that scale from a 4 to the up to the 8, that's where emotion regulation skills kick in. So dealing with difficult emotions, perhaps changing them, as well as sort of offensively how to kind of care for yourself that you're less susceptible to emotional triggers. And then there's interpersonal effectiveness skills, which really help people. I wouldn't call them social skills. They really help people develop the skills to relate to others in a way where they can get what they want, not in a manipulative way, but just in a practical way, right? Ask for things effectively, maintain effective relationships, and maintain self-respect. How does DBT speak to college students particularly? As we know, we mentioned before, every college student today has gone through the last 2+ years of COVID and shutdowns and openings up and shutdowns and back and forth. So there's a lot there of what we would just call simply normative experience that's kind of, you call it missing, you want to call it different, we can call it whatever we want, but it's been a pretty interesting 2 to 3 years. But just in general, at this stage of development and at this juncture of change and exploration, these skills really can help a person identify what's going on, formulate their next steps, be effective in accomplishing what it is that they want to do, be effective in identifying what it is they want to do. So it really speaks to all elements of college life. And quite honestly, our dream is that every college student should learn these skills, should learn the DBT skills.
So it doesn't have to be someone who has gone through a lot of trauma in their life or experiencing some really difficult mental illness per se. It doesn't have to be that, but it could be that, but it doesn't have to be that. And what you're saying that these are skills that are helpful for any person. And especially college age, because they are in that transition phase and getting ready to adult, do the adulting thing, as a lot of the young adults that I talk to talk about. And there's a lot of anxiety comes from that. And so I bet there's a lot that can be done and taught with the within campus DBT to these students. Well, what are some examples of some of the things that college students have come to get help for? Is it major things, or is it like major mental illness, or is it more relational issues? What would you say would be more common?
Well, I think it depends. I think that we have like academic performance, like anxiety and depression regarding academic performance, self-esteem, confidence, as well as just with relationships as it goes to with their peers about how to relate to. You know, they're going from a high school relation, a high school peer relation, going to more of an adult-ish relationships. It's how to navigate those relationships in a healthy way. We're seeing a lot of substance abuse, but at the same time, we have been seeing some people who just want to learn the skills to be a more of an effective person. I think we are kind of trying to destigmatize DBT. I think there's a lot of stigma regarding getting mental health on college campuses altogether. There's a lot of stigma regarding utilizing DBT, because when you think of DBT, it was developed for borderline personality disorder, those who are struggling with suicidal tendencies. And we really want to take, of course, DBT is very effective for those populations, but we want to bring it to that anybody could use it. Like when I learned DBT in my own personal life, I became a more of an effective, well-balanced person. It changed my life completely.
And so that's exactly why you started Campus DBT, to break the stigma of mental health, mental illness, but also the stigma that can be associated with DBT among...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
A lot of times among other therapists, we think, well, DBT is only for a certain subset of people who are struggling. So, Adam, I'm going to pass it off to you and tell us a little bit more about what you're doing with Campus DBT.
Yeah, so just to piggyback off what you guys were saying, the research also shows, like Jonathan said, it was developed for... I'm just going to pause and restart that because I started for a second.
Sure.
So DVT, just to piggyback off what you and Jonathan were saying, DVT was developed for a population that was primarily more severe and difficult to treat, and research proved it to be highly effective for that population. Then what happened in the DVT research world is people said, hey, I bet you this will work for populations that are less difficult to treat, right? So it's not sort of, on the one hand, we're coming to destigmatize it. The research backs it up. The research shows that this is effective for depression. It's effective for trauma. It's effective for anxiety. It's effective for ADHD. It's just highly effective across the entire mental health diagnostic spectrum. And that's really what we're looking to do. We're looking to change the conversation around DBT. And John, like you said, as you know, previously before we started Campus DBT, so we each have our own private practices. And I would get referrals all the time. This is, oh, you're the DBT guy. This person needs DBT. Hmm. And again, I'm biased, right? So I believe that it's helpful to everybody. And at the same time, the referral was not, it was just somebody, a therapist got scared and said, oh, this person needs DBT. Mm-hmm. So like, I can't treat them. They need it. And the person was a very standard type of client, just engaged once or twice in certain behaviors, you know, like either self-harm or suicidal ideation that people say, oh, they need DBT. So there is that stigma out there of this treatment is only for this population. And we're saying, every single person can benefit. Like Jonathan said, change his life. Jonathan actually introduced me to it, going full circle over here. When Jonathan was my initial supervisor, he introduced me to DBT and it shifted everything. It shifted how I look at myself, how I view my own thoughts, my feelings, recognizing my own judgments, and just it's freeing.
No, I think that's a really good point that you're making there, Adam. And whether you're really struggling with suicidal ideation, or maybe there's a lot of trauma in your past, or maybe you're just having some really difficult relationship issues, or even test anxiety and social anxiety, all the anxiety and depression that can come with being a college student right now. And Campus DBT is coming along, and maybe you're listening to this and you're wondering, well, how do I find out more to see if maybe Campus DBT is what I want? So Jonathan or Adam, either one, if someone is listening to this, maybe it's a parent or maybe it's a college age student, and they're thinking, yeah, this sounds really interesting. I think this would be really helpful. Where can they go? First of all, where can they go to find out more? And then the second thing is, how do they get started?
Well, the website is not complicated. It's campusdbt.com. So that would be where to go to find out more and to get started. Fill out the form on the website and we'll contact you. It's really that simple. We're expanding our programming throughout as we continue to grow. So for instance, in the fall, we started with a full fall program. And then in the middle of fall, we launched a fall 2 program. So we launched a shortened DBT program mid-fall, like an 8-week program. We offer our spring semester starting in a few weeks, January 26th. It's very likely that we'll offer another truncated group in mid-spring, and we'll offer summer intensive. What did we do last summer, Jonathan? Was it 10 weeks or 12 weeks?
12 weeks.
Yeah. So our program is constantly growing. We're inching. We're getting a lot of feedback about adolescence. We are currently developing a program for adolescents as well. So we're ever expanding. Just check us out on the web.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. And it's very simple. campusdbt.com. And so if you're listening to this, maybe you're driving and you want to find out more, just go to the mentalhealthtodayshow.com's website, mentalhealthtodayshow.com, and you'll be able to look at the show notes and all that information will be right there. So you don't have to worry about trying to write anything down. Just remember mentalhealthtodayshow.com and go check out this episode. So, okay, so that's how someone wants to know more and they can come and go to the website. And the other question is this open to anybody in the U.S., or is it to only specific states?
It's a great question. Regarding for skills-only groups, we offer groups nationwide as long as someone's in has a therapist. Regarding for comprehensive DBT, we offer it to those in Florida and New York. And Adam, there was another state. What was the other state?
Yeah, no, Florida, New York. We're working on a couple other states.
We're working on Connecticut. Another one.
Yeah, possibly South Carolina.
Yeah, so that'll be when you have those states that come available, you'll have those on your website, I'm sure.
Right? Absolutely, absolutely.
So yeah. Just to clarify, you mentioned skills, the other one more comprehensive. So the skills, how long is typically are the skills sessions?
So the skills groups are really as an adjunct. If somebody's getting campus counseling or they have a therapist and they feel like, hey, you could really benefit from learning the DBT skills, right? So those are the groups that we run. They run the length of the semester. Our spring session is going to be 14 groups in total. So those run 14 groups over a semester. Again, like I mentioned before, 10 weeks over the summer, 12 weeks over the summer. And it's a DBT skills-based curriculum. You will learn the DBT skills. Comprehensive DBT has a little bit of a different twist. So we look at that as more of an all-encompassing therapeutic program, whereas the skills only is a coaching program, like a psychoeducational program. The comprehensive DBT is where you're all in and we're working with you. We're teaching you the skills. And at the same time, we're working with you individually to through your emotions, through your problem behaviors, how to adapt the skills to your specific set of needs. And that comes with phone coaching, which is another element of DBT, that when somebody's really trying to use the skills, but yet they're struggling, they have access to give us a call. And we'll sit on the phone with them for a few minutes, things out, literally coach them through that moment. So that program is available currently in New York and Florida, and we're looking to expand.
Well, that's fantastic. And I really love the idea of you're focusing on a need, a huge need for college students. You're giving them an opportunity, and it's virtual, so it's very accessible. I'm sure a lot of students probably will join the sessions probably from their dorm room or their some on housing campus. And it's very easy, very simple process and also very accessible. But along those lines, then is it insurance? Do students use their insurance or how is the sessions paid for?
So we're currently private pay. We're constantly having the insurance discussion. It becomes a little bit difficult because it's sort of a comprehensive program. And in order to hold people responsible and run a business end of it, it gets tricky to do it with insurance. Mm-hmm. Ideally, what we'd love to do is sort of prove the program, prove the model, and then go to payers and say, hey, listen, can we sign up somebody? Can we come up with a structure that will work for this entire program? But obviously that will take some time. Vis-a-vis our pricing, we really attempted to keep it accessible, which is obviously is relative. Private pay is not cheap by any means, but really we've tried to keep it super fair and accessible. And generally that's been the feedback for many people. We've had people call us who shopped around and they're very impressed with our pricing. A lot of our colleagues at residential centers and other therapists, they're really pleasantly surprised when they hear our pricing and appreciate what we're trying to do and how accessible we're trying to make treatment.
I think that's great. So you're doing the best thing, that you're making it accessible, you're making it affordable, and you know, this is a treatment where it was not available at all just a few years ago. So this is really an opportunity that's out there for people, for college students who are struggling and for parents. I know a lot of parents who are struggling because they are trying to find help for their college student and they're having a hard time. So campus DBT can be really just a huge blessing to parents, I'm sure. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on. I know we can keep talking about campus DBT, but before I let you go, something I ask all of my guests is about self-care. And I always talk about self-care. We're therapists. We talk about self-care. But sometimes we need some help, and we're not always practicing self-care. So I like to ask my guests about what they do. What are a few favorite things that they do for their self-care? And Jonathan, I'd like to start with you first.
So I'm going to be super honest. So self-care for me, for many years, I avoided self-care. And then around 5 years ago, I realized how important self-care is. And I went on a journey of finding different areas for myself that will pick me up. So one is, of course, like working out for me is a very big part of my self-care. But for the quick, easy fixes of it, when I'm a little bit dysregulated or I need a quick fix, it's sliced mango, listening to 80s music in my car, and frozen yogurt. Those three things, when I see myself being a little bit dysregulated or I see myself being a little bit down, those are the quick fixes. But besides that, working out and mindfulness practices every day.
Nice. Adam, how about you?
That's a tough act to follow. I don't like 80s music.
What?
You're missing out. That's why you were an angry person.
Apparently. But like Jonathan, I run. So I don't know, for those of you in New York, it's January. I mean, today we're recording this on January 4th. It was 60 degrees today. It was amazing. I got out for a run. It was just amazing. So honestly, getting outside for a run, which I make sure to do. I can't always get outside in the winter, but I make sure to certainly run at least four times a week. That's my main go-to. I guess somewhat similar to Jonathan, if I'm feeling, although less exotic maybe, if I'm feeling dysregulated, uptight, tense, and I can't get out for a run, if I can grab a cup of coffee and just have some quiet, that works. And additionally, on a regular basis, I've really been trying to bullet journal. I don't know if you're familiar with bullet journaling. I've been trying to build some consistency on it, and it comes in waves, but that also kind of really helps me unwind at the end of the day.
I love it. Thank you guys for sharing your top self-care strategies. I really appreciate that. And I also appreciate the two of you spending some time and talking with me. And I'm really excited about the offering of Campus DBT, and especially particularly for college age students, because this is a population that needs the help and they're struggling. And a lot of times there's not a complete focus on this age. And so I appreciate what you're doing, and I wish you both the best of luck. And I just know that campus DBT, if I can say it right, is going to explode, and it's going to really take off and help so many more students. So I appreciate you both coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us, John. And thank you for all you do for the greater mental health community and all the things that you're putting in place really to help build the community and build a network. I appreciate it and I benefit from it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's a passion of mine. And I love our profession. I love the mental health profession. And we need to do everything we can to promote and encourage one another. And you guys encouraged me today. So I appreciate that. And for those of you who are listening, I appreciate you. And you are loyal listeners. And some of you may be listening for the first time. Thank you for that. And I don't take that for granted. And I want to continue to encourage you to work on your mental health. And I want to remind you that the Mental Health Today show has been championing your mental health since 2015. Thanks a lot, friends. Take care. Bye-bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.